Have you ever gazed longingly at your sketchbook or camera and wondered if you could actually make a living doing what you love? Creative Ink has become the definitive guide for artists brave enough to transform their passion into profession. Since its publication, it's achieved cult status among both fresh art school graduates and mid-career professionals looking to break free from corporate constraints. The book's enduring popularity speaks to a universal desire, finding freedom through creativity while building something sustainable and uniquely yours. In a world where the gig economy continues to expand, this roadmap helps navigate the exciting yet challenging journey from creative hobbyist to thriving business owner. Successful creative entrepreneurs combine artistic talent with business acumen. They exhibit 9 key traits: business sense, passion, curiosity, balanced confidence with listening skills, clear communication, resilience, positive attitude, and disciplined work habits. Take Andrew Banneker, a communications graduate who taught himself design while working full-time, eventually landing major clients like Starbucks through persistence and self-directed learning. Your business name should reflect your creative identity while remaining simple and memorable. While many freelancers use their given names, a distinct business name allows room for growth. The choice between specializing or generalizing depends on your field and goals. Specialists often command premium rates as experts, while fields like graphic design naturally accommodate broader skill sets. What matters most is maintaining consistent quality across your portfolio. For beginners, home studios offer an ideal balance of convenience and low costs. Create clear workspace boundaries using physical dividers and maintain professionalism if hosting clients. Those seeking collaboration might consider shared studio spaces to split expenses while gaining creative community. Your portfolio is your most crucial asset, showcasing not just creativity and talent, but also range, professionalism, and passion. Begin with 8 to 12 strong pieces that represent your best work and demonstrate your unique perspective. Include written explanations for when you can't meet clients in person and present your work in a clean, protective case that's practical for client meetings. If you have diverse skills, consider creating multiple specialized portfolios rather than one unfocused collection. Your website works as your hardest working marketing tool, showcasing your talent around the clock. Forget flashy intros. Visitors want sites that load quickly with clear images and intuitive navigation. Make contact information accessible from every page and include not just your portfolio, but also personal elements like your bio to help clients connect with you as a person, not just a service provider. Matt Armendariz transformed from a grocery store employee to art director without formal design training, then pivoted to food photography with just passion and a blog. His blog became his best promotional tool, bringing him clients without having to actively seek work. His journey demonstrates how sharing your process and personality online can create unexpected opportunities. Clients often hire people they feel connected to, not just those with impressive technical skills. Like any successful relationship, client partnerships require dedication, clear communication, and mutual trust. For new freelancers, developing strong customer service skills is essential to clearly express your creative vision while achieving client satisfaction. Understanding your clients increases the likelihood they'll pay on time, hire you again, and refer you to others. The best clients believe in your abilities, trust your instincts, and welcome your feedback. To identify potentially problematic clients early, research their reputation and pay attention to warning signs during initial interactions. Difficult personality traits typically worsen during projects. Nickel and dimers will question every build hour, unfocused clients will request endless revisions, and slow communicators will extend project timelines indefinitely. Clear communication is essential throughout the project. Begin with a detailed timeline incorporating the client's deadline and benchmark deadlines along the way. When presenting work, explain your ideas thoroughly and guide clients through the feedback process by asking specific questions about what elements they like or dislike. If you sense dissatisfaction through changed behavior or lackluster responses, address it proactively. Showing your commitment to delivering what they want often saves relationships before they deteriorate. Many freelancers struggle with determining their value, often undercharging early in their careers. To calculate your baseline hourly fee, determine your total required monthly income, including business expenses, personal expenses, taxes, and reinvestment, and divide by realistic billable hours. For example, if you need $5,500 monthly and plan to work 90 billable hours, your baseline hourly rate would be $61, just a starting point to adjust based on industry standards, experience level, and project circumstances. Most clients prefer fixed project costs over open-ended hourly rates. To calculate a project fee, list all elements involved: research time, sketches, revisions, production work, client meetings, and multiply by your hourly rate. A professional estimate outlines both costs and project parameters, including payment terms and ownership rights. When negotiating fees, remember that all offers are negotiable. Rather than simply accepting a lower fee, justify your request by explaining the work involved. Contracts are essential for every job, regardless of client size. They protect both parties by clearly defining expectations, deliverables, and compensation. As your experience grows and expenses increase, your fees should evolve accordingly. Recalculate your hourly rate annually based on changing circumstances and growing demand. When freelancing success brings constant work and long hours, your personal relationships can suffer as you prioritize deadlines over family dinners and social events. Maintaining healthy boundaries between work and personal life requires effective goal setting, efficient work habits, and deliberate me time to prevent burnout. Effective time management distinguishes well-balanced freelancers from those constantly overwhelmed. Keep a detailed calendar to track project components and avoid overbooking. Establish consistent daily routines with designated start, end times, and specific periods for email and calls. Track your time on projects to improve efficiency and future estimates. Create physical boundaries between work and home spaces, even if it's just a dedicated corner of a room with a desk that closes at day's end. Despite the always connected modern lifestyle, freelancing offers unique flexibility to prioritize personal time. Take advantage by planning vacations of any length, provided client needs are met. Find mental escapes through activities completely different from your work, whether rock climbing, cooking classes, or meditation, to give your mind and body reprieve from the daily creative demands. All businesses must evolve or risk stagnation in today's dynamic creative landscape. Your first year builds essential skills in client management and finances while testing your resilience. As you grow, your business naturally transforms, requiring strategic decisions about expansion and direction. When you reach solo capacity, explore growth opportunities. Partnering with other creatives can expand your capabilities by combining clientele and complementary talents. For independence-minded professionals, project-based collaboration offers flexibility. Many successful freelancers operate like general contractors, assembling specialized talent for comprehensive client solutions. To thrive long-term, maintain your passion while evolving strategically. Expand your network, even with established clients. Update your brand as needed, and diversify your client base. Balance acquiring new clients with retaining existing ones. Stay innovative, especially when competitors begin mimicking your style. Freelancing success means creating work that brings fulfillment while supporting your desired lifestyle, whether working part-time or full-time, locally or remotely, solo or with a team.